Hi there. Welcome to Honor to Mary, a Catholic podcast dedicated to intentional daily prayer practice. I'm your host, Monica Fish. This podcast is a glorious devotion that will help you pray daily and deepen your faith. Join me for prayers, reflections, novenas, devotions, passages, all guiding you closer to faith and spiritual solace through our own curation of faithful pieces. Placing an importance of a daily Thanksgiving is a surefire way to take care of you as we navigate this modern world. Through reciting the Rosary, we will implore the Blessed Mother to intercede for our petitions as we pray for the grace of peace, patience, and perseverance. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Welcome to Saving America Through Prayer. Today we look back to the miracle of Dunkirk in 1940, a moment that highlighted the power of prayer and God's protection during one of the most harrowing events, World War II. During the evacuation of Dunkirk, hundreds of thousands of Allied soldiers were stranded on the beaches, surrounded by enemy forces. King George called for a national day of prayer, and churches across Britain were filled with people seeking God's intervention. Against all odds, calm seas and cloud cover allowed a miraculous evacuation, sparing countless lives. This moment of faith reminds us that God fights for his people when we trust in him. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. Exodus 14:14. When we love America, we trust in God's protection and thank Him for His divine intervention in times of peril. Let us pray for His continued guidance and strength. One of the practices that a lot of America needs to embody at this point in time is also praying for the leaders to be granted wisdom and for each of us to operate as leaders in our own lives and households with peace and love, and to embody the walk of Jesus. Too many of us are turning around and pointing blame and not embodying this. It's really simple. It's not about sides at this point. It's about our country. Lord, we thank You for the miracles You have worked throughout history to protect. Your people remind us to trust in You fully and to remain steadfast in prayer during times of trial. Amen. Thank you for joining me on Saving America Through Prayer. May we always find gratitude in our hearts and unity in our actions. Until next time, keep America in your prayers and in your heart. Thank you so much for being here with us today. A very warm welcome to everyone who has been joining us and everyone who has joined us today for the first time. We're happy to have you here. It's been a beautiful journey, and I look forward to praying with you next time. I'm truly grateful that we have all been able to come together and pray together, no matter where we are. Thank you so much, and may peace be the journey.